Happy New Year, Morningstar travelers. Just want to greet you in the name of Jesus for another exciting year of serving the Lord. I will put this word on the newsletter, but I just wanted to share a few things with you that the Lord has been sharing with me. So, it's just a small word that the Lord gave me in relationship to something that happened to me when I went to a New Year's Eve service. And the pastor there was trying to talk about prophetic things, and he was trying to say he was a watcher, and all kinds of silly things that don't apply to us now that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now that we have been given the mind of Christ, and we're all called to be watchers, we're all told to watch and wait. So it just hit me that in the year 2014, if you're waiting around to get a word from the Lord from someone else, you're in serious trouble and you're very immature spiritually. So I was seated on the beach watching the waves roll in, just expecting a word from the Lord for the Lord to give me some insight after going through all this silliness the night before. And the Lord said to me, if you're running here and there seeking to get a word from the Lord, and how are you ever going to get a word from the Lord for yourself if you're always listening to other people? So, the word from the Lord for 2014 is, you are to become the church, not go to church. What is about to happen isn't going to happen in the church. So you better grow up fast and get ready to be the church, and then stay ready. In the days ahead, your life is going to depend on you hearing from the Holy Ghost in an instant and act on it. You need to position yourself to hear and shut down the noise around you and be still. Listen, watch, and wait. God always shows up for those who are waiting and expecting him. So as you can see, that word means that if you don't know the whole voice of the Holy Ghost, you're going to be in deep poo-poo, because you're going to hear nothing but the lies of the devil. And the lies of the devil is the footnote to this word. Bigger, new lies of the devil will abound. If you don't know the voice of the Holy Ghost, who can speak to you in an instant and tell you this is a lie of the devil, then you're just going to hear nothing but the lies of the devil. So two great things are coming. Either you're going to be hearing from the mind of Christ, or you're going to be hearing big lies of the devil that are going to abound in 2014. Now, I've been listening to some videos and things, doomsday conspiracy theories and everything else on YouTube, trying to position myself to hear if anybody else is hearing anything. And all I heard were those who claim to be Christians talking about what the enemy's doing. It doesn't seem that anybody has any concept that God's doing something, that God's in charge here and he's got a plan. What do I care what the Anunnakis are doing? What do I care what the New World Order is doing? What do I care what Obama's doing or the Congress is or isn't doing? What do I care about all that? All I care about is, what is God doing? That's who's in charge. It seems like everybody forgot that. They thought somebody here on earth was in charge. Duh, how silly is that? Oh, maybe they thought that the aliens were in charge. Well, I'm sure they think they are. Friend, I have some astounding news for you. God is in charge. And the closer you get to His Holy Spirit, the more info you're going to get on how He wants you to live, to escape all this nonsense that's going on and live like Jesus did here in the earth, in the midst of problems. He escaped them. That's what that word escape means. It doesn't mean anybody got raptured and got taken away. It means you escaped the problems right in the middle of them. You just vanished. So you need to get the mind of Christ. You need to get positioned in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and see by looking down on the earth what's going on below you. Not what's going on all around you as if somebody else here was in charge besides the living God. That's who our Father is. That's who our hope is in. You need to stop looking at what's going on in the world and start listening to what the Holy Ghost has planned for the days ahead for the sons of God who are going to begin to manifest in the earth. That's the enemy's worst nightmare. So stop listening to anything and everything and start finding out what God is doing and how you can hear from heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and stop listening to low-life, earthly bad news. So that's the word from the Lord for the beginning of this year. So, talk to you later, and God bless, and call the prayer line if you need prayer. Bye-bye.